It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Right, all right. Welcome to the show. It is Sunday morning. Hope you guys are awake. Have a cup of coffee. You're excited to go. I'm going to be talking about 2024. Now, normally I have this conversation from the beginning of the year, right? Looking at it from January 1st. But hey, it's not January 1st. It's later in the year. It's February. But still talking about it, right? My show's on right now. So what can we do? But I want to give you tools. I want to show you how to be in the greatest shape of your life. My mindset is from the year 2025, once we hit January 1st, if you look backwards, are you going to be any different? Are you going to be the same person you are right now? You're going to be healthier. You're going to have more money, better relationships. You're capable of all of it, yet I don't know if most people don't change, right? Most people stay the same exact person as they are right now, if not worse. So I was talking to my friend Anthony at the gym. We're going over what it takes, like why people don't want to change. And it's the psychology of it. It's really most important. If you get your mind right, your body will follow. So we're getting into the psychology of, and he has family members who he cares about. You know, he tries to reach out, get them to be healthier, but you can't bring a horse to water and get him to drink. And he was saying, you know, people just don't want to change. And ultimately, we broke it down to kind of fear of change, right? Fear of failure, fear of not achieving the goal you set forth to do. Now, what would happen if you had the tools, if you had solid tools that would guarantee you to change? It'll take a little bit of work, no doubt about it, a little bit of elbow grease. But if you had solid tools that help you to change, what would you do? Would you change? That's a big thing, right? So if you knew you had the tools to help you change, if you knew how to eat, how to move your body, how to exercise, bring mobility into your body, feel better, function better, heal better, live longer, all these things, why wouldn't you want to do it? You know, I tell people, don't tell me it's because of your bank account. You know, show me your bank account and I'll tell you what's important to you. And for most people, it's not really their health. So I want to get into some solid rules. My top five things for getting healthier. And if you do these, and I'm not going to go into super detail because you don't need super detail right now. Some people listen to the show, you need detail because you're a little further along the path. But most people, you need this information I'm going to share with you. It's super powerful if you just break it down and utilize. That's the thing. Information's out there. Sometimes it's tough to weed through, but I'm going to give it to you in a way that I guarantee will help you if you apply it. And if you apply it right, you will have results. So the only thing left behind now is, are you willing to do it, right? If you really want to change, I'm going to give you the information to do it. And if you want to do it, it's going to happen. So between now and January 1st, 2025, that's enough time to change in any way that you want to. You get a massive change between now and then. You know, in 3 months, they say you can't accomplish too much, or you can't accomplish everything, but within 9 to 10 months, you can accomplish almost anything you want to do. So it's very important to focus on that fact. 9 to 10 months is a very doable goal. And we're about, 10 months and change out from the new year. So I'm going to get into the top five, Dr. Ashburn's top five things to do to be healthy. And I'm going to start with number two. We'll find out in a little bit why number one I'm going to leave out for a little bit. But number two is nutrition. So nutrition, it's not that hard, guys. It isn't. You know, I can give you the bare basics. I'll build upon it, but don't eat too much. Duh, right? You know, don't eat too much. But you got to eat the right things. So I generally will tell you to eat a paleo way of eating. So do a paleo way of eating. And that's basically whole foods, you know, whole meats, whole vegetables. You know, you could do some cheeses and stuff like that. But, you know, whole food way of eating. Try to stay away from the grains. But grains aren't really good for us. They're survival food. They were siloed in the past on farms to let us survive in colder weather when we couldn't refrigerate things. So they're survival food, but they're not health food. I know. I get it. It's tasty. But you want to change, don't you? If I'm speaking to you and you want to change, if you raised your hand or you want to raise your hand right now, if I say who wants to change, then I'm speaking to you. So if you eat paleo, if you eat whole food, whole fruits, whole vegetables, whole meats, you know, all that stuff, try to stay away from the dairy. I don't like the dairy, but if you eat those things, there's tons of food options and you can be really, really healthy. So number one is paleo. Eat that way. Now, intermittent fasting is important. I feel you should try to bring your window of eating down to 8 hours. So if you wake up at 10 a.m., be done at 6 p.m. But ultimately, if you eat paleo food within the intermittent fasting window and drink a lot of clean water, right, you're going to change. You will change. There's some supplements you may need to add for sure. We'll get into that later, but you will change drastically. Now, that's number one. Number two, toxicity. because toxicity can mess you up. And it's not just what you breathe. It's not just what's sprayed on your food. It's also what you're putting on your body. So I always say, don't put anything in your body you want to eat. That's a little vague. I get it. But ultimately, if you keep the toxins off of your body, and you keep toxins off your food and you clean up your home just a little bit so you don't have all the chemicals all the time. Most of them are cleaning chemicals, the bleaches, the Lysols, all that stuff. You really should go with more natural stuff. If you do that, you'd be much, much healthier. Number three is exercise. Now, there's a lot of misnomers, a lot of misunderstandings about exercise. Unless you're training to be an athlete in a specific sport, you really don't need to train super, super hard. If you go for a walk every day and stretch and have a mobility routine, you'll be incredible. And that's very important to understand. If you slightly break a sweat, a little bit of sweat, you bring your breath up just a little bit in a walk, maybe riding a bike, maybe even exercise a little bit with weights because you need to build up strength in your muscles and your bones, then that'd be very, very important. So I think a simple calisthenic routine, such as push-ups, sit-ups, squats. In squats, I mean sitting up from a chair. You could do it 10 times, 20 times, 100 times, as many times as you need to do it. It's plenty enough to build you stronger. Now, if you can't do a push-up or a pull-up, there's many ways to modify it. You could do a push-up against a wall. Do a push-up with a chair. You know, this way you're not doing as much force. But if you do these exercises, most of them are mega joint movements. So your chest, your shoulders, your triceps, your abs, a lot of muscles are being drawn in. If you do those movements, it'll be plenty enough to make you healthy. Your heart and lungs will thank you. Your circulation will thank you for doing these movements. So you don't have to go to a gym. You can if you want. I like going to a gym because my mindset shifts on the way to the gym. I can't really work out as much at home. But just doing that simple thing, mobility training, have a stretching routine. It's very important. Have a strengthening routine and have something you do that makes you breathe a little heavier and puts a little bead of sweat on your body, like once a day or minimally four times a week, and you'll be incredibly healthy. You have done enough exercise to make you live as long as you possibly can. All right. So that was number three, right? Was it number three? No, maybe number four. Okay, whatever. So next up would be the rest of the stuff. So sleeping properly, getting good sleep, having a dark, quiet room with no Wi-Fi, have your phone shifted off or in another room, no distractions. That's the best thing you can do. Now, if you're a difficult sleeper, I understand. It's hard. You know, I sleep very easily, so I'm not one to talk, but I do know what we should be doing, right? If you have no light in the room, if it's a little bit colder, then you typically keep your house, like to bring the temperature down at night, and you have no Wi-Fi, no distractions, generally you're going to sleep a lot better. Now, there's more we could do. In future shows, I'll talk about how you can better your sleep through aids if you're not a good sleeper, but basically, if you do that, you'll be better. Okay, next up, no stinking thinking. So great attitudes. That's what Anthony and I were talking about earlier when I mentioned it earlier in the show. His family members, they say, I don't have your discipline. I don't have your encouragement. Mostly they're making excuses, right? Because discipline's a muscle you work out. You work out and it gets bigger. And the more you push yourself, the more discipline you have, the more you realize your potential, what you can get done. And discipline's important. You know, either you discipline yourself to fail or discipline yourself to win. And, you know, it takes less discipline. It's an easier life if you do nothing. But I believe it's a much better life if you push, if you work on stuff, you resist temptation in certain areas of your life and apply your discipline to other areas. Your life is much richer. And everybody wants to be in better shape. You know, we have an incredible diet program. It works phenomenally. We have a lot of very rich people, even celebrities in this area, doing the diet program because they don't have control over their life that way. And so, you know, people, they want to go earn their money and you think they know everything because ultimately they have, you know, success in an area of their life. Most people have very hard times getting leaner and functioning better that way. So dieting, exercise, all that stuff, so important. If you want to learn more about the diet program, you can go to drashburn.com. If you want to learn more about our supplements, you go to drashburn.com and click on store. And the podcast is on there too. So each week we have you listen to the show, we have it podcasting on the website, drashburn.com. Click on podcast and you can listen to it. So, you know, the next thing up is number one. I'm going to get back to number one. Number one is function. Your body should be functioning perfectly. You know, I always say if you gave Christopher Reeves the best food in the world, the best sleep in the world, the best movement in the world, he still would have died within 8 years because his nervous system wasn't running well. So the function within his body was really damaged. And so no matter how good he ate, he was still very limited in his health potential. And I believe this is a big biggest thing people miss the mark with, right? I was talking to a dentist and I said, if I walked in your office and my tooth was really hurting. I had a lot of pain in my tooth. And I told you, you know, my tooth bothered me. I decided I'm going to start brushing my teeth now. He would look at me like I have three heads. Seriously. He would say, you're crazy. You never brushed your teeth. I'd say, well, it hurts now, right? Shouldn't I start brushing it because it's hurting? Doesn't that make sense? Yeah, people come to my office every single day and say, my back just started really hurting me. I want you to take a look at it. And it drives me nuts because we should be taking care of our spine even more than our teeth because our nervous system runs through the middle of it. And all function runs through the middle of our spinal canal. So our brain controls every bit of function in our entire body. If you damage your brainstem, if you damage the upper part of your neck, your body will shut down, not just paralyzed-wise, but your organs won't function either. And so it doesn't have to be that drastic. You could lose function to a degree, 10% function, 15, 20% function, and your body won't run right. And guess what? You'd have no symptoms. That's the crazy part. No symptoms until it broke down further. You had some arthritis and degeneration, then your spine would start hurting, but the organs would have been malfunctioning long before that. And you wouldn't have recognized it, number one, because it might not have hurt you that much. You may have just had some digestive issues. Maybe, you know, you're not breathing as good. You get sick more often than you should, more respiratory illnesses, more diseases. And you would never equate that to your spine and nervous system. Secondly, we've been taught in our country that if you have a problem in an organ, you go to your medical doctor, they put you on medication, and that solves it. Now, sometimes medical doctors and medication can be helpful in overcoming issues, no doubt about it. But your primary function and focus should be on the function of your body. So if your body's functioning incredibly, then you're not going to get sick, right? Your body should be running well. You may get sick, you may, but I tell you what, all the patients I take care of, all my colleagues, all my friends that I hang around with, we don't get sick. It's very, very rare. And if we get sick, we're over it within a day or two maximum. So that's the goal, right? We're talking about 2025, January 1st, looking back and saying, look how much better I'm functioning at this point in time. Now, if you get your nervous system working better, you digest food better. So that's really cool, right? Your overall function of your body gets elevated and everything that you eat gets absorbed at a much higher level. So you can't even function as good as you can function. You don't even know what you don't know. So if you have your nervous system running right and your body's working better, then you eat an apple, you absorb more nutrients out of the apple. Eat kale or meat or a steak or whatever, you're going to get more nutrition out of that meat. So it's so cool. I love that concept. Our bodies are incredible healers, incredible functioners if we remove the interference between the source and the destination. And the source is, guess where? Our brains. Our brains are the source of the information running our bodies. If we get no interference between our brain and our body, we're going to have incredible function. You know, we could be injured from the outside, but we're going to heal much better, no doubt about it. And our body's going to be more vibrant. We're going to have better emotional health, more energy, and that's phenomenal. Imagine coming home from work, being exhausted, right? And then you have no more mental energy to do anything else. You say, I want to have more mental energy to have my brain work better, work on a side hustle, love my spouse better, love my kids better, my friends. And you don't have, you just want to go home and sit in a couch and chill. I get it. That's a mindset I've had before. But when your brain's working better, when your body's working better, you have so much more energy to apply to that side hustle, apply to the other thing you're trying to build up and grow, make money from, to your wife, your kids, your friends. When your brain's working better, your body has more energy. It's a phenomenal thing. And you might not know it yet, right? I have so many patients that come in and say, I didn't even know I had this potential inside my body until we started working on it in the right way. And then they realized they had it. And they said, if I had this my whole life, I would have been so much further ahead than I am right now. That's all right, right? We start doing it now. So that's a big one, right? Your nervous system running properly is so important. Now, when we take a look at it, in order for it to be running properly, it has to be in a perfect position. So there's ideal positions that scientists have figured out we should be in to have no interference. And even if you're late to the game, even if you have arthritis, degeneration, pain, disc issues, you could bring it back as close to the ideal position as you should be, right? Maybe not perfect. I tell people you have massive correctability. Unfortunately, you don't have perfectability, but it's all right. You're either moving in the positive direction or you're doing nothing, moving in a negative direction. So, you know, take an x-ray, see exactly what's going on with your spine and nervous system positionally. And at the end of the show, I'm going to give you an opportunity to come in, do that for free. Do an x-ray and see exactly what's going on with your health. And if you see there's any malposition, any damage in there, even if it doesn't hurt you yet, even young kids, right? Young kids get adjusted all the time to make sure the body's working well. If you have any damage to your spine and nervous system, even if it's minimal, even if you don't feel it, it's so important to get it better, right? You want to make sure you're brushing your teeth before you have issues in your mouth. You want to make sure you're putting your spine in a proper position before you have issues in it. And if you get it put in a proper position, function improves drastically. I have a female patient right now who she's feeling so much better. She had dizziness, she had vertigo, she had headaches. That's going away, but she's getting thinner. It's wild. She's shrinking because her thyroid's working better. Her metabolism's working better because her nervous system, which runs everything, is running better. So I find that so cool. Sometimes I'm seeing patients and I look up very quickly over my front desk and I see someone come in and I don't really recognize who it is because I'm just looking very quickly, but I get grabbed by their silhouette and I notice that they change. You look different. Their face is just getting thinner. The body's getting leaner and they're not even doing anything. You're just taking care of the nervous system, which is pretty phenomenal. So at the end of the show, I'm going to give you an opportunity to come in for free, right? Five people for free, and I'm glad to do it. I'm glad to help you out. But I want to get into now probably the most deficient nutrient for everybody, you know, across the board, and that's vitamin D. So we're super, super low in vitamin D. And, you know, when you look at it, people, I'm amazed at how many people, maybe I'm just too steeped in what I do, but how many people are deficient in vitamin D. And when it comes to reaping the benefits of vitamin D, you may be wondering, you know, how much do you need to take? Very important question. And vitamin D might be the most widely consumed supplement, but most people take it daily because of vitamin D deficiency rather than just taking it normally. And so we should be taking normal amounts anyway to have normal amounts in our bloodstream. And the optimal amount of vitamin D to take in supplements, it'll depend on a number of stuff, right? So how you absorb it, your age, your health status, where you live, your race, where you're from in the world. There's so many different factors, but you can see, you know, answering the question, how much vitamin D you should take, it's not as cut and dry as people may think. So when you look at vitamin D, it's a fat soluble vitamin. So it's different than a lot of other vitamins. Like vitamin C, I always call, you know, I say you have expensive urine. Sometimes people take so much vitamin C, they don't absorb it and they pee it out. But vitamin D gets absorbed in your body and you could build it up before you have an issue. And that's what we used to do. So if you look back, you know, hundreds of years ago, we'd be outside much, much more. And depending on where you lived in the world, you know, if you live around the equator, the weather's nicer, so you're out all the time. You had darker skin and that darker pigmented skin was meant to protect you from too much vitamin D absorption. And if you had fairer skin like me, my genetic tests, mostly from the European region, I needed more vitamin D during the summer because I don't get as much in the winter. And so vitamin D has so many different things it does. It helps calcium be absorbed into bones. It helps manage blood sugar and normalize insulin. It regulates blood pressure, cholesterol levels, inflammation, controls the release of parathyroid hormone, supports your immune system. It facilitates your brain function and prevents mood disorders, regulates sex hormone production, including testosterone levels, improves nerve muscle function, as well as reducing the risk for many types of cancer by influencing cell differentiation and tumor growth. So vitamin D is unique because our bodies make most of it on their own when they're exposed to the sun. So you don't get vitamin D from food, not that much of it anyway. So you get most of it from the sun, and it's one of the only nutrients that you can't eat enough to make your body work well. So if you have vitamin D deficiencies, this is what it looks like. So if you have any of these things, you should really consider taking more vitamin D or taking it in the first place. But fatigue, osteoporosis, heart disease, high blood pressure, cancer, autoimmune diseases, depression, insomnia, arthritis, diabetes, asthma, chronic pain, infectious disease, and more. So, you know, there's a lot of diseases. If you have any of them, you should definitely take more vitamin D. And by the way, that was a list, it was a checkbox list of all what people have in the United States, which is why I want to talk about vitamin D. So vitamin D statistics, they show a high percentage of adults between 50% upward of 90%, depending on ethnicity and location, are believed to have at least somewhat deficient vitamin D levels. So if you spend more time outside in the summer, you can definitely get more vitamin D. But guess what? The doctors tell you don't be outside, wear sunblock all the time. And honestly, I feel you shouldn't really wear sunblock unless you know you're going to burn. Most people understand how much time their skin takes to burn from the sun. So you should really only wear sunblock if you know you're going to burn. So it's very important. And I want to talk about how much vitamin D you should take per day. So I'm going to give you some guidelines. Very, very important. Children younger than 5, you should take up to 35 units per pound per day. So if your child's 100 pounds, that's 3,500 international units. And, you know, children 5 to 10, you can take 400 IUs daily, minimally up to 2,500 IUs daily, taken safely. I have an 11-year-old. and he's about 70-something pounds. And I give him 5,000 units a day. I take it away in the summertime when he's out in the sun. I don't give it to him, but 5,000 units a day. And adults and pregnant women, breastfeeding women, should be taking 600 to 800 IUs a day. Up to 5,000 units can be taken safely. Now, I take 15,000 units a day. I know, I'm crazy, I'm nuts, but 15,000 units a day is the amount I take. My vitamin D levels are up about 70 to 80 nanograms per deciliter. And ultimately, you need to know your vitamin D levels when you get your blood work. It's very important because when you figure out your blood levels, and everybody absorbs vitamin D differently, so you really should know how much you have in your blood. They say 30 nanograms per deciliter is normal. So if you do that, but you know, that's what your test is going to show you is normal. But I find that's far too low for your body to work right. It really is keeping you from getting rickets or some other disease like that. But, you know, if you have vitamin D levels that are low, you need to load up on it. So if you did vitamin E, if you did the test and the test showed you're at, let's say, 10 nanograms per deciliter, you can't just take the normal amount each day. You need to load up on it. That's why some doctors would give their patients 50,000 IU pills to take once a week. And that's good. But I found to get people's blood levels up more, you have to take more vitamin D, you know, for sure. So you need to get at least up to 60, or they say 70 to 90, 7200 is the ideal range. It's at about 250 nanograms per deciliter where you really overdose. So it's really hard to overdose, you know, but once you get there, vitamin D toxicity is 200 to 240 nanograms per milliliter of blood. So don't worry about that. You know, you're really not going to overdose. Even if you get up to 150 nanograms per milliliter of blood, you'll be all right. So if you're taking those, you'll be plenty. Now, can you get enough from the sun? Yeah, you can. You know, if you get 10 to 20 minutes of sun each day on your bare skin, you know, as much bare skin as at least 50% of your body exposed, that'll help you produce vitamin D. And that's mostly the sunshine between 11 and 3 p.m. in the day. Now, you can't get much in the winter. It's very difficult to get enough sun in the winter to build up your vitamin D levels. But if you try to, you need to spend a lot of time. So I go out sometimes, not really to get vitamin D. I go out and ground. So I take off my socks when there's no snow. But even if there's snow, you can shovel a little patch. And I stand in the grass for about a minute. This way you ground. That's a different story for another show. And I look into the sun. So you stare at the sun in the early morning when the sun's only about 15 to 20 degrees off the horizon, or at night when it's 15 to 20 degrees from the horizon, you stare at the sun. It helps your brain. It's like red light therapy, if you ever heard of that. It's phenomenal for you. And you kind of have your body exposed, mostly because your skin, it's an organ that absorbs light, and it really helps your body. That's why you do red light therapy, the sun hitting your skin, it helps you. But you're not going to get vitamin D. That's just a weird thing I do, and I'm sure some of you like that, guys. Weird. Maybe right, but I'm chasing great health and longevity, so leave me alone. It's cool. Now, if you want to get enough for the summer, you got to wait till the sunlight is pretty much overhead. So if your shadow is longer than you are tall, it probably isn't the right time for you to build up that sunlight. So you just want to make sure, you know, you're covered there. You want to make sure you have enough sun. You can still get it, but it'll take much longer. You know, your body wouldn't have as much chance to absorb it. So vitamin D is very, very important. Now, the other ones I talk about so much is a multivitamin, because you just don't get enough from food. Food is deficient, up to 50% deficiency in certain nutrients. So definitely a multivitamin is very important. Omega-3s, because we can't get enough from cold water fish to fit the bill. So I tell people, if you want a clean source of omega-3s, you need to take in all these supplements are on my website. So if you go to drashburn.com and just click on the store, they're all there. You just click through and then you can go into Designs for Health. That's the store where most of the supplements are coming from. I love the company. It's a very, very good company, and you can find your supplements there. Vitamin D should have K1 and K2 as well to help you absorb the vitamin D, but you just want to make sure if you're using K1 and K2, you're not on a blood thinner. So if you're on a blood thinner, you need to be very, very careful, because you can have too much of it and it can mess you up. So we've had so many people over the years come in to the office from the radio show who have really changed your life. And that's really what excites me. It's the number one thing I record this show for each week, has really changed lives. And if you have something going on in your life and you're really not satisfied, you're not content, I have a new patient coming in, he's super unsatisfied with what the doctors have told him. He's not getting the right answers. If you want to figure out how to be healthy, you know, connect with us. Ultimately, that's our main focus, is to get you better. And that's what we should all be focused on, getting our health as incredibly running as possible. That's what we're meant for. That's how God designed us in the first place. So when we get our body working better, then life's that much better. And every day you wake up and you're feeling great, you're functioning great, you're happy, you're healthy, and it's just really enjoyable. So, you know, I love trying to help people. And if we can get you better, that's my ultimate goal. So ultimately, you know, I want you to try to come in, see if you can be changed, and hopefully we can make a big difference for you. So if you want to have an opportunity to figure out how you can get better, right, just give us a call. Give us a call and leave a message. We do 5 appointments for free each week. And if you're one of those first 5, then we'll do an x-ray. We'll take care of you, go through the whole exam. We'll even review the x-rays with you. We'll do that for free. We'll do it for free and I'll discuss your options of being better. Maybe perfect, who knows? But if you have something going on, you know, then we'll find out what's going on, how to get better. So we'll do that for free. I'll give you the number in a couple minutes. But that's a phenomenal thing, you know, and that's not to get you to start care in my office. We're plenty busy. We have a lot of patients. You know, I love my office where I'm doing very well, but I'm so passionate about seeing you better. My mother, my father, and my brother, I take care of all these people, or I have taken care of all these people, and it's so important to try to get you better. So if you want to get checked out, give us a call. It's 845-896-1200 or 845-896-1200. And leave a message. Like I said, the first 5 people who leave a message, we have timestamp, obviously, and we'll get back to you probably Monday morning and let you know, we set up a time. It's good. And if you want to figure out how to get better nutritionally or with losing weight, and you want to check out Hudson Valley Weight Loss or other system, give us a call, 845-897-5677. So 845-897-5677. It's actually 897 loss. Give us a call and we'll give you an opportunity to come in and get checked out as well. So guys, bless you. Thank you for listening. I'll be back at you next Sunday morning with more Maximize Your Health Radio. And until then, have a wonderful week and I'll speak at you next week.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.